House will come to order. Just a reminder, you should have on your desks a list of bill signings beginning, well, for today anyway, at 3 p.m. So if you don't have that, let us know and we'll get you a copy, but try not to miss a bill signing. We're still at that order of business, bills on third reading and final passage. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 57.
Senate File 57, introduced by the Education Committee, an act relating to Wyoming education accountability, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
And Senate File 57, Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sorry I was so late to get up here. I move third reading amendment number one to House Bill 57. And it's just a simple thing here. Either you'll like it or you won't like it, I guess. Ladies and gentlemen, you might remember on first reading the co-sponsor of this particular amendment I got in my hand had an amendment that included the first part of that underlined section here in the front page of this bill, or the only page of this bill, and that's where it refers to 204EIA, and the next one is what this one changes. So you'll see that if this were to go through, this would delete the patent committee of the whole amendment, as it says here in line number one, and then it replaces it by adding or meeting expectations pursuant to 204EIB. And the difference here is that this will add a waiver of the 16-to-1 ratio, classroom ratio, for all schools that are exceeding expectations or are meeting expectations. The first amendment we had on first reading was just the exceeding one. And some of the reasons for this is, I'll just be brief, if this were to pass, it makes it consistent with the present policy that's being practiced of granting waivers for meet or exceed. And that's part of the Wave 21-13-307A, Romanet 4 is being administered now. So that's one thing to consider. The other thing is, that, and this is something we're going to deal with in the committee over the summer, the select committee, is that it eliminates, for that group anyway, the practical problem of defining the teacher of record. And let me give you an example of this. And if we look at all specialists that are certified teachers, they might be specialists in reading or specialists in math or whatever it happens to be, they cannot count under the way we've drawn this up. And they cannot count as part of the teacher of record because you have one teacher of record to each student has got one and only one teacher of record. So in practice, some of our best school districts will have, if you added their certified specialists in there, their ratio is 13-to-1. But when you have to go back to the definition that we've still got in the statute on teacher of record, they might be up to 18 or 19-to-1. But the deal is here is it limits school districts from using tried and true best practices in teaching methodology. And what they end up doing is saying, well, we've got to increase the number of teachers of record by not hiring so many specialists. And they've already found out how effective they are. Another thing that we have discovered is that research is mixed when it comes to teaching ratios, you know, measuring what the impact of this is. And if it works well at all, it works best for the more struggling schools, not the ones that are exceeding the expectations or meeting them. And then, of course, we got the practical problem of space. And we're hearing already with this 15-to-1 that we need more classrooms. If we're going to do this, we have to have more classrooms. And, it goes on and on. We don't know exactly what the extent of that is, but for some of these larger school districts, if they're exceeding expectations and they're at 19-to-1 and they're a larger school district, it might mean adding another entire new classroom or two for each grade from K to 3. So in view of the fact of construction or school facilities fund, it just seemed like it'd be the logical thing to focus on the space problems that are created by the 15-to-1 ratio in the struggling school districts. We've got four scales. We have exceeding, meeting, and then not meeting in some areas, and then, I don't know, I can't say it for sure, but it's not meeting at all or something like that. So we have that practical problem, I'm sure that many of you have heard from school districts either that you're familiar with or in your district that there's a lot of feedback coming back, and they think that there's a better way to do it, and especially when we're talking about these top two tiers in achievement. So that's the amendment, and either you like it or you don't like it, and I will yield to others' comments. Thank you.
Your first time, Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't think we need to take a whole lot of time on this amendment. I think it's a good amendment. I think it captures the intent of what we did last year. Those districts that are not meeting the standard need to enforce the student ratio. We have good data to show that smaller classroom sizes provide for better instruction. But if they are meeting their targets with larger classes, I see no reason why the state should punish them. The only concern I have about this amendment is we have yet to establish what meeting expectations and exceeding expectations are. But ultimately, this institution will make that decision next year. So I guess I would urge your favorable consideration.
For first time, Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I won't belabor the subject. I was just reminded that in the agricultural state, I was shooting too low. You folks aren't riding Shetlands. This is a thoroughbred organization. So if we meet expectations or exceed them, I hope that you'll find favor and adopt the amendment.
Representative Connolly, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm on and against the amendment. It took the difference between this third reading amendment and the Committee of the Whole amendment is the expansion of the exemption from the 16-to-1 ratio from schools that exceed expectations to now schools that meet expectations. And honestly, it took me a long time in talking with the sponsor of the original bill and then with the Committee of the Whole amendment to come to the conclusion that, yes, I think it's okay for us each year to evaluate if a school is exceeding expectations, that it should be allowed kind of free rein, in all honesty, from one of our rules, which is that there's a 16-to-1 ratio in K through 3. We spent a long time debating that K through that reduced ratio and decided it was the right thing to do. This is an exemption for those schools that exceed expectations. When, as the previous speaker just told us, we haven't defined what exceed expectations is yet. That's something that's kind of pushed out to the Accountability Committee at this point to make that determination. So, in part, an exemption is a bit premature, but I honestly thought that it's a good idea, whatever that top level is. It is my guess that meeting expectations will be the overwhelming majority of our schools. But if we include this exception, we are in no way going to have the 16-to-1 ratio be meaningful. All it's going to be is in some ways punitive for those schools that aren't meeting minimal expectations. The 16-to-1 ratio wasn't just meant as punitive. The 16-to-1 ratio was meant in order so that all of our kids, our best and our brightest, our middle of the road, right, have opportunities that we're not giving them right now with having large K-3 classrooms. So I'd like to give the experiment that this body decided last year, that reduced ratio in K-3, some time. And that this third reading amendment doesn't give us the time to evaluate that will of the body. And so I'd ask us to keep the committee of the whole amendment, which includes an exemption for schools that are exceeding expectations, but to resist this amendment. Thank you.
Representative Freeman, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in favor of the amendment, and it comes down to kind of this basic idea. I hope we don't have minimal requirements for our students. I hope that we want our students to do very well and excel. And if we're doing our job and they're excelling, then I think that we should grant the schools a little bit of flexibility to where that if they want or need to go to 17-to-1 or 18-to-1, that they have that flexibility to go on and to be innovative. And you know, my hope is that every one of these schools has a growth plan also to where that they can kind of incorporate what they're doing with the flexibility that we've given them. I'm not into micromanagement, and to give the schools the opportunity to be innovative, creative, and inspiring, I think we should find any means that we can to get that done.
For your first time, Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment. Once again, I think it's a good starting point as we tread new water. And if schools are doing well, let's stay out of their way and learn from them. So on and for. Thank you.
Anyone else for the first time, for a second time prior to the sponsor? Second time? All those in favor of third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 57, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 57 has been adopted. Representative Harshman, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I'd move third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 57. And ladies and gentlemen, this is just a cleanup amendment from the amendment that we adopted yesterday. They found one more writing slash language. And it's a cleanup on the extended constructor response written in a little clearer way. So I would ask for your consideration and stand for any questions.
Anyone for their first time, second time? Question having been called. All those in favor of third reading amendment number 2, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The amendment passes. We're on third reading amendment number 3. Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, at this time I move third reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 57 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could look in your tray, there's a one-pager with two sides to it. Came out just before lunch. One side says state testing under Senate File 57 and then the third reading amendment. And then the other side says Wyoming Education Accountability System. And it has a little one up there and a circle around it. So we'll call that page 1. Did everybody find that? I think it's hard to take a 60-page bill and put it on one page. But I've attempted to kind of summarize this for you. And I see a few of you are still looking, so I'll wait. And so on page 1, where it has that one and a circle, and at the very top it says Wyoming Education Accountability System. And this is phase 1. And really what the next line under there, what phase 1 is all about, is school level performance. So all of our schools and our communities are going to get a score. They're going to get a single score. And it talks about that on page 12. And that score will, as a good representative who just carried the first amendment from Johnson County talked about, those are the four levels that our schools will be classified in. You can see A is exceeding expectations. B, meeting expectations. C, partially meeting expectations. And D, not meeting expectations. So one score. Now, in that data, though, it'll be pretty rich. And there'll be each school and each student and parent will get lots of sub-reports with much more detail. But that's where our schools will come in. Now, how do you measure school-level performance? Underneath that, then, are the three components of how we get a single score. And so the first one is student longitudinal growth. And you can see A is paused, and in my proposed amendment, third through seventh grade, and then the ACT, I guess I can't say ACT, I have to say that national test that we all know about, eighth grade and 11th grade. And then C, there's growth really gives credit to students who are advancing. So it's not just about where everybody falls as far as achievement, but it's wherever you're at, what direction are you now moving? And that's what growth is about. So that'll be weighted in this school score. The second component, then, of school-level performance is number two, student academic achievement. And once again, the pause, third through seventh grade, and that national test in eighth and 11th grade. And currently, the way we score those, students are either advanced proficient, proficient, basic, or below basic. And so your school, obviously, the more children you have in advanced proficient, that'll be a better score for your school. Okay? And then the third part is readiness. And readiness is defined in this bill, then, is how students score on this national test. You can see it in A, and that's in the 8th, under my proposed amendment, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and then 12th grade in parentheses. That's really based on what happens in the 11th grade. We talked about that yesterday, but these are all based on cut scores for career and college readiness. So the more children you have in your school, your high school, that are scoring a higher level on that test, that'll be a better readiness portion of the component. But there's also a couple other things with readiness. Yesterday, this body passed ninth grade credit accumulation as one of the readiness factors. And then also, of course, high school graduation rates. So I hope that gives you a little bit of a summary, really, of how this first level of school accountability in Wyoming is really how that single score, that school level performance, so we can compare your schools against my schools, against somebody else's schools across the state. It'll be based on those three components, growth, achievement, and readiness. Okay? Now this is where the amendment, if you'd flip over to the back side of that page, this looks similar to the handout I gave you yesterday. And if you look closely, I had it shaded, but it didn't copy off quite right, but I drew arrows from those. And you can see the state testing. And I circled up the pause test, and then I circled a little bit below it the college career readiness test. So there's two tests then in the state testing system that we're going to use. Okay? Now, what this amendment does is take the eighth grade reading and math portion, moves it from the pause down to this national test. You can see we're reading and math. I drew an arrow. And it takes the eighth grade science test out of the pause and moves it to this national test. And in addition, if you look at grade 8 on that national test, it says English. Currently, we don't get that data from the pause test in eighth grade. So this amendment takes us back to the select committee the way we had it. This is a test that eighth graders in the state of Wyoming are currently taking. We have as part of the Hathaway. And what I think it gives us the key advantage to taking this national test. It's going to give us more data. It's going to give kids and parents and schools really this information a year earlier as children move from eighth grade into high school. And gives them one more year, really, of interventions and really another year to get ready before they sit down for that all-important 11th grade test of this national test. We won't be the first state in the United States to do this, to use it as part of our accountability system, that the 8th grade national test, that I can't say. But I will say this. I think it's a better test. It's going to give us more data. It's going to take less time, and it's about 90% cheaper. And so when you look on this amendment, if you look on the amendment on line 30, you can see insert $928,000, and then you can see below it delete $812,000. So that $116,000 would be the expense of adding this test. But that doesn't count the savings of not giving the eighth grade pause, which is over $1 million. So what does $1 million buy you of Precious School Foundation money? I mean, a lot of things. I mean, $1 million is probably 20 elementary school teachers. That's significant. I mean, it's not just $1 million, that's 20 teachers. And I would just submit to you, this takes us back again to where the select committee is at. We won't be the first state to do it. We're going to get more data for less time, and it's going to be cheaper. And so I'd stand for any questions and appreciate your aye vote. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Rising on and against the amendment, it is true that this was the position of the select committee at our last meeting, but it is not true to say that that was the position the entire time. I think the importance of longitudinal data is the primary reason why I would urge you to vote no on this amendment. The more we change in our testing system as we move forward, the more we corrupt our ability to be able to track students into the future. We are currently implementing an eighth grade pause test. We need to continue to implement the eighth grade pause test. It does take less time to implement by eliminating the pause test, but it does not provide the same level and richness of data that we're currently getting from that eighth grade test. I think the compromise that we came to was through the elimination of the 11th grade pause test, and we replaced that with the national test that we can't refer to. And I think that has dramatically decreased the testing burden on our students in high school. I submit to you that we need to keep the eighth grade pause for longitudinal data purposes, and I would urge you to please vote no on the amendment.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, on and against the amendment. You know, one of the other things is we sat through the select committee. We had all sorts of folks come in and talk to us about testing and assessment, and one of the real advantages of pause and the key disadvantages of some of these national tests is what they actually test. And if you're looking at the eighth grade national test, it's testing how ready are you to take the 11th grade test to show college readiness. So that's what it's testing, your preparation to take the test further on down the road. Whereas the eighth grade pause test, the test that is designed for Wyoming, it's designed around testing Wyoming curriculum, Wyoming standards, and whether those standards that our teachers have designed all their work around are actually being taught in the classrooms. And so if you're going to tie student performance to what we as a state have said is important, you need to stay with the pause in eighth grade because that's what it tests. If you want to test eighth graders to see if they're going to be testing well for college readiness in a couple of years, then you move to the national test. But I would submit that that's not really what we want to look at when we're measuring schools against one another and trying to decide whether schools are doing their work. So on and against the amendment.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. My question is just very simple. Are we talking about more hours being spent testing when we're talking about the amendment or less hours being testing? Are we talking about more hours for teachers teaching to a test or less hours? And this is referring to the amendment alone.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Madden.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I understand this amendment, and my reason for suggesting we resist it is that part of what we had in the bill up until this point was in response to what we're hearing from administrators and school people all over the state, and that is that, you know, whatever you guys do on this accountability, don't build a bigger testing regimen in it. And I see what happens on page 9 where we are adding this national test for I don't know, 5 consecutive years in a row seems to be, to me, overkill. And as far as the pause test in grades 8, I think we're getting to the point where administrators are seeing that we've finally got that lined out and streamlined to the point where they can live with it now. And I just hate to see us abandon that. And that's just my opinion on this, and I hope you resist it. Thank you.
Representative Blickery.
I'd just like to speak now so I can reserve a chance for a second.
Anyone else for their first time? First time? Okay, we're on to second time. Anyone for their second time? Chairman Teeters.
Thank you. I would like to address the question, Mr. Chairman, about more or less testing. The way the bill is written right now, we will have less testing overall in our system, less instruction time lost to testing. If you adopt the amendment, you will have even far less testing, is what I would argue. But really, that's an oversimplification of the decision process that we're trying to make here. My point is, I think we need that richness of data for those data points as we move forward and build the accountability system. And so for that reason, I would ask you to resist the amendment.
Anyone else for their second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Blickery.
Mr. Chairman, I like this amendment, and the reason I like this amendment is because the pause test over the years has shown that it is really unable to do anything to help children because it never brings any results back in time to change anything. And this amendment would take us to a much less expensive situation, and it would all be tests that we can use because we'll get results quickly. Thanks.
Anyone else for their second time? Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, and I appreciate the debate and the questions. I would concur with the good representative. I'll kind of work in reverse order from Campbell County. The results come back sooner with much more data. We actually test one more subject in this national test. We're currently giving it to our eighth graders. We're currently paying for it, and it comes back much sooner. And before the kids actually leave eighth grade and head to high school, the current pause test comes back in the summertime. And those kids have moved to a different school now, and it's difficult. As far as what we heard in the interim, we had an advisory committee made up of school folks around the state and some business folks, and there was never any support. In fact, when we did this, I haven't heard one comment back from that advisory committee saying, boy, we don't like the way you went with the eighth grade pause or the eighth grade national test. And so I think it was supported by those folks. Now, since then, we've heard from about 4 school districts spread around, a few folks that want to stick with the pause. But it's not been a groundswell out there where folks say, hey, we love this pause test, let's stay with it. And I'd like to talk to my friend from Casper about the points he talked about the pause test. Now, the pause test is set up to measure Wyoming standards. And if you look at the pause test, then it's going to be in eighth grade, we're going to have reading, math, and science. And those standards align with what's called the Common Core standards very nicely. In fact, as you know, Wyoming's going to move to the Common Core, and that's a governor's and state superintendent's initiative. It's not a national curricula or any of that, but some of these standards are actually a little more rigorous. And so we're going to take a test now, a national test that is aligning itself very nicely with what's called the Common Core. And I'll tell you what's going on with the pause test right now. In appropriations, there's $6 million to redo a second pause test. Well, it's actually the third round of a different pause test. Same name, different test. A new vendor is going through a whole new stage of development, and we're going to keep that for about 2 or 3 years. And then we're going to throw that test out, and we're going to move on probably to this Common Core test. And it might very well be this national test. And so, you know, we heard all interim, the best way to measure change is not change the measure. And that's been part of the problem with YCAS, Pause 1, Pause 2, and now we got Pause 3 coming up next with a new vendor. Well, this national test has been around for decades, and it does not measure just college career readiness. It measures the subjects of English, reading, math, and science, and how they align to the Common Core. And the better, and the more of those standards that children know, the better they perform on the test, just like the PAWS test. So it's been around for a long time. It's tried and true. It's moving quickly to align. Other states are doing this. Instead of us going alone, spending millions more for development, spending a million more for this eighth grade test per year, to probably change horses in the stream in a couple years anyway when the Common Core is adopted. To me, I just don't think it's good financial sense. And plus, talking about longitudinal data, this will really start to give us data. And we can take our 8th graders, 9th graders, 10th graders, and then our 11th graders. And that's how we'll be able to measure change, a real richness of data. To the good representative from the Bighorns, to answer your questions, it's less and less. And I appreciate that question. So, again, I would just submit that we save money, we get more info, we spend less time testing. And, you know, we want to split hairs about Wyoming standards or Common Core standards or this or that. What we really want is for our kids to be successful. Which test, which mechanism, which product is really going to get in line and have a system that everybody can get behind and really move from really good to great? So I appreciate your support. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
We are on third reading amendment number 3. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no.
No.
The amendment fails. Division having been called, all those in favor, please stand. The amendment fails. We are on third reading amendment number 4. Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Ladies and gentlemen, this is really, if you turn to page 44 in the bill, I want you to show this. I think part of the on the First Amendment was about, well, who's going to make these decisions on who's exceeding, who's meeting, who's not meeting, etc. And if you go to page 44, there's going to be this professional body, as always said, appoint members of this panel, we called it. And I tell you, I think right now, if you know, you folks who have served on the state board, you know how the PAWS cut scores were figured out. And there's a technical advisory committee in the state board, and folks get together. But it's not very well known. I mean, who picks PAWS cut scores? I really don't know. But I thought that instead of just calling this the panel, and we've had these discussions, let's actually name it something. Let's have this group out here, and I think it's part of building this confidence in this accountability system. And you can see the members of this group. It'll all be appointed and removed by the state board. You can see that on page 44, lines 5, 6, 7, 8. And then it talks about 3 members from the state board, from our schools, principals, parents, business folks, central office, board of trustees, etc., folks from our community colleges and university. So, thought of a name. I mean, it's not anything too, there's no catchy jargon behind it, but it's just simply the Wyoming Education Accountability Professional Judgment Panel. So they'll be the crew that we know then that there's a group of professionals who make the call on where cut scores are on individual tests, what schools are meeting and exceeding, etc. So I'd stand for any questions.
Anyone for the first time? Second time? Question hasn't been called. We are on third reading amendment number 4. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no.
No.
The amendment passes. We are on third reading amendment number 5. Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd move third reading amendment number 5. And I'm going to pull this amendment in a second, but I want you just to, you know, yesterday we talked about spreading greatness. And I know the co-chair and I agree on this, but I think this is more of a phase 2 issue. And, you know, it says in here, I think on page 16, we can start firing principals in 2 years. that schools that don't turn around. And part of this, folks in education know, principals aren't in buildings hardly anymore. I mean, they're always at central office in a meeting. And so this is an issue, and I just want to bring it out kind of as an education piece. And it was about restricting some of that and keeping principals in their building. And at this time, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I just encourage the body to keep spreading greatness with our schools. There's a lot of great stuff going on. And you all have schools in your legislative districts that are outstanding. So tell them that. As leaders in your community, tell them that. And so keep spreading greatness, and our schools will become what we as leaders on this House floor say they'll become. So thank you for your time, and I withdraw this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
The amendment is withdrawn. Senate File 57, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Shilders.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles excused, Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller excused, Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Petroff, Korberg, Reeder, Roscoe, Simlick, Stewart, Stebson, Teeters, Throne, Vronish, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 54 aye, 4 no, 2 excused.
Senate File 57, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 57 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 58.
Senate File 58, introduced by the Labor Committee, an act relating to administration of the government regarding health insurance exchange study, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Patton.
Personal privilege.
Please proceed.
I'm pleased to be able to recognize a gentleman, a good friend, a county commissioner, and a former chairman of the county commission that's done an exemplary job, Bob Ralston from Sheridan. Okay.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that when I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 58 and ask for your favorable consideration on this. I feel like the speaker yesterday who brought this amendment that I'm asking to be removed had put some thought into, should we commit too early? And I would submit to you that there's not a too early. That and you know, I will admit first that I'm a type A personality and I'm ready to buckle down and get to work on the study of a health insurance exchange. I'd really like to be able to start this month. I'd really like to be able to get going. We need to develop a health exchange benefit package. What package is Wyoming going to have? And then I'd like to have an actuarial study. What can we afford to have? Those are the kind of things that I'd like to begin on. And if you look at the bill, there are several deadlines, but the first one is June 1st. That means that the deadline for the first report to the Labor Committee so that they can put their input on the design of a health exchange. That deadline is before we ever have the opportunity to make any examination of the issue. I would prefer to see us start now, and then if the court case says this is bogus, we're going to overturn it, and it's all going to go away, then let's turn the money back. But why wait and put it all toward the end of the summer and put the pressure on our staff, put the pressure on our committees that this is all done toward the end? And so with that, I would just ask that you consider removing or voting aye on this amendment, which removes the deadline from the amendment yesterday. Thank you.
Representative Gingrich, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge you to vote no on this amendment. I handed out a handout to you earlier today from a national organization that talks about the state exchanges and versus federal exchanges. I think there's a lot of questions as to whether or not we should even continue to look at this issue. The court will probably be ruling sometime in June. The oral arguments are at the end of March in the case for Florida versus HHS. The thought is that the decision will come out sometime in June. All I'm saying is let's hold off and see if we really have to do this. The good majority floor leader was kind enough to call one of our junior senators' office, and there's some discussion that those deadlines are going to be changing as to applications for those different level one and level two grants. So I think we have some time that will be built in there. I don't think we need to be moving this quickly on this issue, and just urge us to slow down a little bit on implementing the Affordable Care Act. I am hopeful that we won't have to, and so I'd urge you to vote no on the amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? Second time? First time? Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge you to vote no against the amendment. Just keep in mind that there's always strings with accepting federal money, and why do we want to accept federal funds and add to our national debt for something that we know is a bad idea?
Anyone else for their first time? Second time. Chairman Harvey.
Well, since it was brought up, I'd like to have you pull out that handout from a national organization. And there are some things in here that are highlighted that are inconsistent with the grant that we're applying for. The first one is on a page titled Other Considerations, and it says Early Adopter Risks, High Costs, Early Mistakes, Buggy Technology. And that was circled and highlighted. This is not an early adopter grant. This is a level one grant, which is study only. And there are no strings attached. If you move on, turning the page, the title of the page is Exchanges in Practice, and it talks about a state to the south of us exchange. And the latest figures that I have are that there are more than 550 people enrolled. And I guess if you took any private enterprise, any private business at all, and say that every year they have increased their revenue, they have increased their business by over 30%, would you consider that a failure or a success? So, yes, it's a work in progress. Yes, they are bucking the federal government. Yes, they are doing things differently than the ACA suggests. But to call them a miserable failure when their business has increased and they do have more people insured. They have people that have already had insurance move to the exchange because it was easier to buy insurance. It was easier to see the product that they had. It was easier for consumers to navigate through the exchange than it was through private brokers. And so those would be the things that I would like to point out in that handout. And there again, the timing is that we would like to be able to meet this March 30th deadline grant for the grant application. We'd like to be able to start. We'd like to be able to get some of those RFPs out there so that we can get some actuarial studies. We'd like to be able to begin on this so that we don't have a rushed product, but we have something that's been carefully considered, carefully studied, and that we have options available for your perusal when we come back next year. So I would urge you to vote aye on this amendment.
All those in favor of third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 58, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 58 has failed. Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 58, Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I withdraw third reading amendment number 2.
Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 58 having been withdrawn, Senate File 58 having been read 3 separate times. The question is, shall the bill pass the House? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy. Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles excused. Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley. Peterson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff, Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Edmonds, aye to no. Eklund, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 50 aye, 8 no, 2 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 58 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration, Chairman Childers. I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
It's not anybody from my home, but I want to introduce a gentleman that he's a Naval Academy graduate, and for our doomsday bill, he may not be able to handle an aircraft carrier, but he could probably handle us nuclear submarine without too much trouble for us. And he's been coming here for the last number of years, several, and a lot of times all you can see is just the top of his head. But he's very interested in the process, and he sometimes probably even knows more about what you're doing than you do. And I would like to welcome Mr. Bill Winnie, if he would stand up, please.
Ahoy. Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
We are fortunate to have a couple of very special guests here today from northern Wyoming. They belong to one of our representatives. It's a young man by the name of Jake Botten and his lovely mother, Renee. Would you please stand? Jake has just had the opportunity to participate in the science fair over at Laramie, so one of our new, young, next-generation brain kids.
The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 97.
Senate File 97, introduced by Senator Von Flattern, an act relating to the Wyoming Retirement Act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
And Senate File 97, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the House? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund. Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles excused. Greer.
Aye.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
McComey, aye.
Miller excused, Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 40 aye, 18 no, 2 excused.
Senate File 97, having received the affirmative vote of the members elected to the House, Senate File 97 has passed the House. We are at the order of business. Messages from the Senate.
Message 231, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 11, Business Entities Revisions, ayes 29, excused 1, signed Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 232, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 17, Budget Hearings, ayes 29, excused 1, signed Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 233, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 21, Exceeding Speed Limit While Passing. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 27, noes 2, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 234, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 26, Contractor Residency Provisions. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diane Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 235. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 27, Extension of Energy Producing States Coalition. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 1, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williams. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 236. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below failed to pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 34, Subdivisions, Consideration of Schools. Ayes 14, noes 15, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 237. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 35, Notarial Certification of Business Entity Instrument. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 238. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 65, Banks Authorized Investments. Ayes 29, excused 1. Signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 239. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 76, Resort Liquor Licenses. Ayes 26, noes 3, excused 1. Signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 240. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 87, Mixed Martial Arts. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 241. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 92, 9/11 Services Eligibility Entities. Ayes 29, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 242. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Joint Resolution 12, United States Government Deficits. Ayes 25, noes 4, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 243. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 85, General Permits. The Senate failed to concur on the House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 12, noes 17, excused 1. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee, number 1, to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Sincerely, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 244. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee, number 1, from the House on amendments to Senate File 85. The Senate conferees are Senator Bebout, Chairman, Senator Coe, Senator Hastert. Signed, Don Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 245. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 27, Public Meetings. The Senate failed to concur on the House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 9, noes 20, excused 1. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee, number 1, to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diane Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 246. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee, number 1, from the House on amendments to Senate File 27. The Senate conferees are Senator Perkins, Chairman, Senator Landon, Senator Barnard. Signed, Diane Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We're at that order of business of reading and signing of enrolled acts. The reading clerk will read the enrolled acts.
House Enrolled Act number 26 being original House Bill number 11, an act relating to business entities, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's on Enrolled Act number 26 being original House Bill 11. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 27 being original House Bill 17, an act relating to local governments, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed. Enrolled Act number 27 being original House Bill 17. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 28 being original House Bill 65, an act relating to banks and banking, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 28 being original House Bill 65. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 29 being original House Bill 76, an act relating to liquor licenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act Number 29, being original House Bill 76. I have so signed.
House and rolled Act Number 30, being original House Bill 92, an act relating to emergency telephone services, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act Number 30, being original House Bill 92. I have so signed.
House and rolled Act Joint Resolution Number 1, being original House Joint Resolution Number 12, a joint resolution requesting Congress to pass a comprehensive deficit and debt reduction plan and urging support from the President of the United States, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Joint Resolution Number 1, being original House Joint Resolution Number 12. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 30, being original Senate File 36, an act relating to state parks and cultural resources, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act Number 30, being original Senate File 36. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 31, being original Senate File 67, an act relating to real estate licenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act Number 31, being original Senate File 67. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 32, being original Senate File Number 24, an act relating to civil procedure, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act Number 32, being original Senate File 24. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 33, being original Senate File 42, an act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act Number 33, being original Senate File 42. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 34, being original Senate File 78, an act relating to education, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act Number 34, being original Senate File 78. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 35, being original Senate File 82, an act related to banks and banking, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act Number 35, being original Senate File 82. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 36, being original Senate File 83, an act relating to regulation and taxation of tobacco, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed and rolled Act Number 36, being original Senate File 83. I have so signed. We're at that order of business. Request to concur with Senate amendments. The first message for our consideration is message 233 on House Bill 21. Chairman Corbett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move message 233, concurrence on House Bill 21, and I ask for your aye vote. My good colleagues, this bill simply added the good chamber down the hall added a reporting requirement by the Department of Transportation report on the effectiveness of the implementation and enforcement of the exceeding speed limit while passing. This amendment is fine with the good chairman of Travel, Rec, and Wildlife, who is the main sponsor. So I urge an aye vote, Mr. Speaker.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 21. A majority of the elected members is required. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto. Berger. Blake. Blickrey. Blickrey? Excused. Bonner. Botten. Brechtel. Brown. Burkhart. Bird. Campbell. Kennedy. Childers. Connolly. Kraft. Davison. Edmonds. Eklund. Esquivel. Freeman. Gay. Gingery. Goggles excused. Greer. Green. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Hunt. Illaway. Illaway excused. Gagey. Kasparic. Croker. Crone. Lockhart. Laux. Lubnow. Madden. McKim. McComey. Miller excused. Moniz. Nicholas. Patton. Patton excused. Peasley. Pedersen. Peterson. Petroff. Korberg. Reeder. Roscoe. Roscoe?
Excused.
Roscoe excused. Semlich.
I'm sorry.
Stewart. Stubson. Teeters.
Aye.
Throne. Thronish.
Aye.
Wallace. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker. Hunt.
Excused.
Hunt excused. I'm about to change the vote. No, close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Then the vote is closed. 53 ayes, 7 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 21. The next message for our consideration is message 234 on House Bill 26, Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on House Bill 26 and ask for your favorable consideration. The body down at the other end of the corridor deleted two unnecessary words, so it's just strictly clarification, and I'd urge your aye vote.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 26. A majority of the members elected is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey excused. Bonner. Botten. Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles excused. Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt excused. Illaway excused. Yagi. Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton excused. Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe excused. Semlich.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Ronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 ayes, 7 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 26. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's not very often that I get somebody down here from number one on your license plate, number one in your heart, but up in the galley, the south galley up here, if they'd stand up, is my youngest son, Craig, his daughter, Emily, and his daughter, Savannah.
Now, just because Mr. Winnie is up there doesn't mean you have to call it a galley. The next message for our consideration is message number 235 to House Bill 27. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that for concurrence of House Bill 27, there it is, 27, and ask for your favorable consideration. This is just a very small change from a date certain to an annual report, and I'd urge your aye vote on the proposed amendment.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 27. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake. Blake. Blickery excused. Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles excused. Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway. Excused. Gagey.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton. Excused. Peasley.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Ronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Patton. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 27. The next message for our consideration is message 237 to House Bill 35. Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 237 on House Bill Number 35, Notarial Certification of Business Entity Instrument. I've talked to the sponsor of the bill. He's talked to those folks on the other side down the hall to the west and asked for your concurrence. So please concur.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 35. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blickery,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman, Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles excused, Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller. Excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen. Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlett,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Ronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer
aye.
Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 35. The next message for our consideration is message 240 to House Bill 87. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence on message number 240, House Bill 87, mixed martial arts, and I've asked the sponsor to explain it, and we request your favorable consideration. He feels it's a good catch.
Representative Pedersen.
Mr. Speaker, we don't have to grapple with this very long. I think this will be a pretty good amendment. The folks down the hallway kicked it out, and they said that it had to make the bill stronger underneath the subpoena power. What it did is it said instead of a commissioner, it would be the board with subpoena power, and I think that's a good thing. You need to dilute the subpoena power. That's a powerful thing to have, and we should be used sparingly. So I'd urge your concurrence on this, and we'll just punch right through. So thank you.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 87. A majority of the members elected is required. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds. Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles excused, Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller excused, Moniz, Nicholas, Patton, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Petroff, Korberg, Reeder, Roscoe, Simlick, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Dronish, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 87. We're at that order of business of adoption of conference committee reports. If you would add to your list House Bill 25, which will be moved by Representative Stubson at the appropriate time. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 90, Representative Kasparic.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 90 and ask you to vote aye. Once we met with the gentleman down the hall and we just clarified some definitions on stock driveway, and realized that it wasn't, even though my maiden name is Stock, it wasn't a place of memories of old. It is appropriate to include it in the bill, and we withdrew our non-concurrence.
We are voting on the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 90. A majority of the members elected to the House is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel. Brechtel. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly. Kraft, Davison, Edmonds, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles excused, Greer, Green, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Illaway, Yagi, Kasparic, Croker, Crone, Lockhart, Laux, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey,
aye.
Miller excused, Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Dronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Excused.
Brechtel excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 90. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 25, Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move Joint Conference Committee Report 1 to House Bill 25 and ask for your aye vote. This was the private transfer fee obligation bill, and the Senate, as they initially changed it, we had a prohibition on those private transfer fee obligations. They turned it into simply a notice provision. In the conference committee, the middle ground we reached is that there's essentially a two-year stopgap prohibition on the private transfer fee obligations so that we can look at it, make sure it makes sense, and probably get a permanent prohibition in after we've had a little bit more chance to look at the issue. So it's a good middle ground, and I'd urge your aye vote.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 25. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger. Blake. Blake excused. Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel excused. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Excuse.
Kraft excused. Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Freeman excused. Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles excused. Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley. Pedersen, Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish, Vronish,
excuse.
Vronish excused, Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 1 no, 7 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 25. Appointments to Conference Committee on Senate File 27. Representative Brown, Chairman. Representatives Greer and Vranish. Appointment of conferees on Senate File 85. Representative Lockhart, Chair. Representatives Roscoe and Stubson. Representative Pedersen.
Mr. Speaker, may I have the privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, it's important to tell you what I did. This I did have one breach of decorum this year, but as many of you know, I like to keep track, and this year, my good friend, Representative Peasley, came in with only 23 breaches of decorum. He's gotten so much better than last year. Won't you give him a round of applause?
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, let me ask Mark Semlick, would you go into staff attorney's office and ask Matt Obrecht to come out, please. Ladies and gentlemen and friends, we just finished signing the redistricting bill, and without two staff attorneys, we would not have gotten the job done. Sit down for a little bit. Thank you. And Yeah, I tell him to put his coat on or whatever. So we ended up and put together a resolution. One was read on the Senate side, and just happens that Matt Sackett was over on that side, and since Matt Obrecht is working on this side, we're going to read the resolution here. This is: the 61st Legislature of the State of Wyoming honors the outstanding work and dedication of Matt Obrecht and Matt Sackett. A joint resolution providing for recognition of Matt Obrecht and Matt Sackett for the outstanding work during the 2011-2012 redistricting process, and expressing our deepest appreciation for their contributions to the Wyoming Legislature. Be it resolved by the 61st Legislature of the State of Wyoming, whereas Legislative Service Office staff Matt Obrecht and Matt Sackett worked closely with the Joint Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions Committee throughout the 2011 interim to ensure redistricting principles were closely followed and that the best possible plan was developed for the people of Wyoming, and whereas the two known as Matt Squared worked tirelessly with members of the legislature and Wyoming's county clerks to develop numerous redistricting plans to ensure that no stone was left unturned during the process that began shortly after the 2010 census, and whereas Matt Obrecht was on top of all the legal issues surrounding one person, one vote, while Matt Sackett was great at navigating Tiger data in the Maptitude GIS software, and whereas they have gone to bed at night for many months dreaming of contiguous and compact districts that reflect communities of interest and awoke in the mornings with thoughts of nesting in their heads, and whereas, although this duo's vision has probably suffered from examining countless maps, we knew we could trust them not only to successfully navigate to any location in the state down to the street level, but also to inform us exactly how many people lived in each census block along the way, and whereas, now that the redistricting process is winding down, we are sure they will make a mint-hawking leftover Census 2010 It's in our hands swag on eBay, and whereas we will not be surprised if these two gentlemen put the map plotter to other uses in the future, perhaps we will see them with giant Coach Shiat heads at the next University of Wyoming men's basketball game. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the members of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming, Section 1, that the members of the Wyoming Legislature sincerely thank Matt Obrecht and Matt Sackett for their dedicated service to the redistricting process, and that they are commended for their professionalism in going above and beyond while carrying out these duties and responsibilities. Section 2, that copies of this resolution be provided to Matt Obrecht and Matt Sackett so that they may know the significant contribution they made to the Wyoming Legislature and to the people of Wyoming during this huge undertaking. Signed this day, 2nd of March, 2011. Matt, thank you.
Thank you for your service to the state of Wyoming and to the legislature. Chairman Oway.
Some of you don't know Matt Sackett because he stayed in the basement, but without him, this would not have been possible because of his expertise using the Tiger data, Maptitude, and everything else. I don't know how many maps he put together, but give him a hand.
Representative Barbudo.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just quickly, there is a sympathy card on the back table here for the minority floor leader. And if you haven't had the chance to sign it, I'll leave it here for the rest of the afternoon until we adjourn. So grab it if you haven't.
We're at that order of business messages from the Senate.
Message 247, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills as below by the vote indicated, Senate File 18, reimbursement for livestock. Ayes 29, noes 1, signed Don Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 248, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills as below by the vote indicated, Senate File 52, dyslexia screening and response. Ayes 26, noes 4, signed Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 249, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills as below by the vote indicated. Senate File 49, terms for youth Board of Agriculture members. Ayes 30, noes 0, signed Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 250, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills as below by the vote indicated. Senate File 99, Guardian Ad Litem Program, Ayes 29, Noes 1, signed Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 251, Mr. Speaker, the Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee No. 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, Senate File 40. The vote was 21, Ayes, Noes 9, signed Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Committee announcements. Chairman Corburn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, will meet 15 minutes after adjournment in room H17, and we will be meeting with our like committee down the hall regarding joint interim topics.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet upon adjournment. Just a two-minute break, and then please go to 302, where we will meet with the light committee to discuss interim topics.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Chairman, Judiciary Committee number 1 will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. with our counterparts in the other body in the Senate Judiciary Committee room to go over interim topics. Immediately thereafter, the Conference Committee on Public Records, Senate File 25, will meet at the same location with the Senate.
Any other committee announcements? Committee announcements. Any other announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We met with the governor this morning. We have a commitment for him to abide by our schedule for a Thursday departure if possible. To accomplish that, make sure that you get your conference committee meetings held as soon as possible and the reports back so that we can vote on them. The end of session press conference is tentatively scheduled for noon on Thursday in room 302. We're into that hurry up and wait portion of the session. Plan to be here in the morning and then come back in the afternoon to adopt any concurrences or conference committee reports that we may have. With that, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 7th.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. House is adjourned until Wednesday, March 7th, 2012, 10 a.m.